It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Take out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
Supply.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks.
We cover them all.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station.
Sports Radio 670 The Score.
WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena December 1st. The Cats host Illinois at 8 p.m. Season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. A familiar name back on the Bears. Linebacker Lamar Houston added to the roster after being let go by the Texans. Lamar Houston was also with the Bears from 2014 to 2016. And look at that, Danny Trevathan back in practice for the Bears today. The Bulls' Nikola Mirotic met with some anxious microphones today.
If I'm here, it's mean that that my team needs me and I need my team to be back in play.
Mirotic told reporters that he forgives Bobby Portis for punching him in the face, but based on everything Mirotic said and did not say, he's still not talking to Bobby Portis. White Sox have been in active talks with the Red Sox and others on Jose Abreu, that according to John Heyman. Blackhawks host Dallas tomorrow, and despite a recent hot streak for the Blackhawks, still fifth place in the Central Division. College football becoming sort of convoluted. The latest target to emerge in Tennessee's head coaching search is NC State's Dave Doran. The two sides are scheduled to have discussions about the Vols' job after Mike Gundy decided to stay at Oklahoma State on Tuesday. Tennessee Athletic Director John Curry shifted his focus to Purdue's Jeff Brohm. The two had discussions about the gig, but no deal reached, and Tennessee has moved on to Doran, and that is from ESPN's Chris Lowe. The scoreboard update has been brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And the Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Blind Barber, located at Fulton Market in Chicago. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, indeed celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. And the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Now the rest of the Iowa defense up front. Heron, the best of the bunch right now.
Anthony Heron
jumps off the screen when you watch him on film, and then when you see him in person, it's even more impressive.
Football analyst for Pac-12 Network and NBC Sports Network.
He can really do it all from the pocket. He's a dynamic athlete.
Former NFL defensive lineman.
Tripped up at the 20-yard line, Anthony Heron, number 99.
670 The Score football contributor.
I don't care if Mike Glennon is out there and his spleen is literally just being, you know, released from his... his internal, you know, abdominal area. Just as long as Trubisky is getting to watch this take place.
My spleen has been released from my
released the spleen.
Anthony Herron with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
I never said that.
Well, kind of sounds like something I say. Kind of sounds like you did.
He's on Twitter at Big Ant Herron. Works for Pac-12 Network and all sorts of other media outlets.
Whenever I'm here, people think, Jason sounds a little different today.
Nah, he sounds a lot more educated and better looking. That's all they say.
Not like the guy on
Dish Nation. No, we're not the same dude. Anthony Herron is in the house here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. All right, so we'll start college.
Okay.
How do you feel about the CFP? You got the five teams, because, you know, that fifth team is eventually, I think Alabama's going to make things can't go the way they're supposed to go with all these championship games. I'm a fan of chaos at times. Yeah. I can't wait for them to try to sneak in a two-loss Ohio State team ahead of a one-loss Wisconsin team.
If the door is ajar, they're going to try.
Yeah, they are.
They will definitely try.
What do you think is going to happen here? How do you feel about it right now?
I think the championship games this weekend should be fun, because normally we go into championship weekend and there's not an expectation that the games are really going to be that competitive. But when you think about the Big Ten, the Big 12, the SEC,
ACC.
You know, well, the Pac-12 is pretty much out of it. But even
some
that
crazy things happen.
Really,
USC can
a lot of crazy permutations.
Yeah. A lot of stuff will have to happen. And just from a perception standpoint, they've been viewed as being out of the mix for a while. Even though, just comparing resumes, when you do these blind resume comparisons, UCLA is comparable with Alabama. USC is comparable with Alabama, comparable with Ohio State. Their non-conference victories.
They might even have more quality wins than Alabama.
They do. That's why it was so important for Alabama to run the table.
Right. They had to.
They
beat anybody. When LSU's your best win,
the OOC schedules for Wisconsin and Alabama right now are the things that people are saying, like, look, who'd you play out of conference? Mm-hmm. It's getting like NCAA tournament stuff where it's like, all right, you better schedule someone. If you got that lazy game before the Iron Bowl, you better not be playing Mercer and all these other teams go along with it as well.
If you don't schedule someone out of conference, then you'd better go undefeated to guarantee yourself a spot. But I think what we've seen, this is the fourth year now, the fourth permutation of the college football playoff. And the first couple of seasons, there was a bit of an assumption where everybody was kind of saying, yes, the schedules are getting tougher. We're seeing all these big games, non-conference, and everybody's going to have to do that. We are seeing you don't necessarily have to do that. Think if USC was a one-loss team right now. They'd be right there in the thick of it. Now, USC's non-conference schedule is fine, but Washington's a better example from the Pac-12. If Washington was a one-loss team, Washington would be in the top four right now. Wisconsin is an undefeated team. Not only was their out-of-conference bad, but just the Big Ten West is bad right now.
Right.
So that's part of what hurts Wisconsin. But I think we're starting to see that it doesn't necessarily mean you have to schedule a huge game out of conference. If you go undefeated in Power 5 conference, you're going to get in. Wisconsin's getting in. Even though a few weeks ago folks wanted to say they weren't going to, Wisconsin's getting in undefeated, partly because other folks aren't going to go undefeated.
They might
other
not folks be undefeated, though. I mean, you're assuming they're going to win this game.
Yeah, I think
if they lose, they're not going to be in. If they win, but
if Ohio State wins, they might have to win like 63-2. Because they have to have an impressive showing to make the jump that they have to make.
That's what JT Barrett's floppy knee, too.
It's not a pure play-in game.
Yeah.
And as much as the committee
margin
won't want to say that margin matters, but then also won't want to say that they're skittish to put two teams from the same conference in, you know, depending on what happens in that SEC championship game, I think if Auburn gets in, they'll have one reaction to the possibility of putting Alabama in. If Georgia wins, I think they'll view that differently. You know, the fact that Georgia and Alabama,
but Georgia might get that same divisional that stigma that Wisconsin gets in their conference, because you look at the division that Georgia plays in. I mean,
SEC East is
not really good.
Nothing there.
Yeah,
there's nothing in the SEC East.
Even though I think Georgia is a better football team than Wisconsin right now, if you're going by the eye test.
I do too. Yeah. Now I want to get into some pro stuff also, but Teddy Greenstein in the Tribune today said he consulted with coaches and industry analysts to devise a list in order of the best to worst Big Ten coaching jobs that reflects each school's facilities, tradition, fan base, and resources. The question was, if every Big Ten job opened up tomorrow and you had to win a conference title in the next 5 years, which job would you want to take? Okay, here are the results. And I want to see if there's anything that jumps out at you as wrong or unjust. Let's put all of our you know, personal biases aside here and really try to debate this on the merits.
Go Hawkeyes.
Okay.
All right. That's fair.
Number one, Ohio State. Number two, Wisconsin. Number three, Penn State.
Wow.
Number four, Michigan. Nebraska is fifth.
Now, this is based off of,
again,
the need to win in the next 5 years.
And they had to win a conference title in 5 years. So the division you're in matters, and that's what really helps Wisconsin.
So that's why Wisconsin,
right? That's why Wisconsin got to bump up there. Also facilities. Mm-hmm. So Nebraska's fifth. Iowa is sixth. Michigan State is seventh. Then Northwestern, Minnesota, Purdue, Maryland, Illinois, Rutgers,
Indiana.
Maryland, and you know, I'm going to start towards the bottom. Maryland is one that's interesting to me. Yeah, because they've got, you know, Under Armour may not be the Under Armour of yore, but they got Under Armour money in the program. They've got a recruiting base right there in that kind of D.C.-ish area where there is a lot of talent that comes out of there. Yep. They do the cool uniform things that everybody's doing at this point. It's weird that Maryland hasn't started winning yet. That's a program that to me
they haven't been good since the big chubby guy.
They got five star quarterback that they got hurt. The freshman that played after the starter got hurt in the first game of the Big Ten season this year. They've recruited some really talented dudes.
I won't go as far as to say sleeping giant, but they're a sleeping specter. You know, they're a sleeping team who could start consistently making bowl games. But
you at the top.
Top's okay. I was debating this a little bit when, you know, folks were talking about whether or not Chip Kelly was going to take UCLA or Florida. To me, quality of life, if you're an established coach who knows he's going to have options, quality of life is a big part of the equation with some of these jobs. It's part of why at this point, you know, Tennessee wants, now that folks are realizing that Tennessee fans are insane, why they're having to go above and beyond trying to actually staff a head coach for their program.
But all fans are insane, aren't they?
Yeah, some are insane-er.
This behavior is recent.
Like, we can see crazy people walking the streets of Chicago, but when you go to, like, San Francisco or Portland, they're crazy-er. It's a different kind of crazy when you go to certain cities.
We saw it.
Yeah.
We saw the homeless people in San Francisco were different than homeless people in Chicago.
Yeah,
they're aggressive.
Aggressive. It's not just about sleeping outside. It's about like arguing with thin air.
Punching some
specter.
I was telling Dan how Tennessee fans are much like Arkansas fans who feel like their team should be ranked top five every single year, whether it's merited or not, because of the conference that they play in and the booster, the money that's in the organization or in the program.
Right. Tennessee's even one of those fans. Even as bad as they are, they're drawing 98,000
people.
Yes, right?
But that Tennessee situation has gotten bad enough to this point where even T. Martin, who's head coach, Clay Helton, his boss, is espousing how great he is. And Clay Helton's been telling me for 3 years now how amazing T. Martin is. He's one of the rising coaching stars. He's going to have a head job soon. And now his alma mater is available. The fact that they haven't even had an interview with T. Martin yet, to me at this point,
that would be like a Scott Frost fit,
except that he hasn't actually been a head coach yet. Scott Frost went to UCF, proved himself on somewhat of the mid-major level,
and now is potentially not happy at UCF.
I think the boosters have a lot to do with T. Martin not being the next guy. The boosters are tired of waiting or grooming guys, and the next guy needs to be a big name, you know, guys.
And that's what they're going for. And once they get, assuming they get to the point in the list where they're talking to T. Martin, my guess is just being around T. a lot in recent years, you're going to say, you know what, I'm good. Like, I'll wait. You know, we'll see.
I'm with him.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, when you're, 15th or 16th.
Because that affects recruiting, too. Because now you can go, hey, you know they didn't want the dude you're getting ready to go play for, right? You know that he was third or fourth. Les Miles is sitting back in the cut like, hey, guys. Was it Bobby Petrino? He's got that like Bobby Petrino stink on him where it's like, hey, remember me in the national championship?
Yeah, start
eating grass. Yeah. That's
Tennessee bluegrass.
That's
A&M.
Good stuff.
Well, I don't know, man. I feel weird about that Texas A&M job. Like, they get all – it's like one of those gigs where – do you want to be the GM in a professional sport who has all the resources, or do you want to be the small market baseball team that makes it to the World Series?
Exactly.
People are like, yo, look at that.
Quality of life.
Yeah, Texas A&M, it's Texas, and but you don't get all those Texas dudes.
And with those resources, you get the insane fan base with them as well.
Yeah.
Because Texas A&M running Kevin Sumlin up out of there like they were a national championship program before he showed up. Now, Was he competing for the SEC championship truly every year? No, because he'd fall off in November. But going 7-5 a couple of times, being in the division championship picture, getting blue chip recruits in, Kevin Sumlin was doing a fine job there, better than any recent coach had done at Texas A&M. They ran him out of town. So that, to me, the fan base end of it is a big part of what factors in at the collegiate level with these jobs, far more so than it does at the pro level.
Anthony Heron with us, brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Want to talk some NFL when we come back?
Please.
All right, we will. More football coming your way with Anthony Heron on The Score.
Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Memo to Clipper fans, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is Blake Griffin did not tear his ACL. The bad news, he's got a sprained MCL. It's going to keep him out 2 months. So in a season where literally everything has gone wrong since they decided to ship Chris Paul to Houston, this is a complete nightmare. Or is it? You know me, I see the glass half full. Just tank, baby. Blake is gone. Pat Beverly's already done for the year. Milos Teodosic, the Serbian wizard with dimes for days, has been MIA since he got hurt in the home opener. Four of their five projected starters are laid up right now. Stop chasing Golden State and Houston and start chasing Chicago and Atlanta and Dallas. Stop playing for wins and start playing for ping pong balls. Because 8-11 is respectable, but respectable does not get you into the lottery. I'm Jim Rome.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
It's hard to pick out the perfect gift, but all too easy to get it totally wrong. Introducing ManCrates.com, the surest way to find awesome gifts guys will love, guaranteed. This isn't a lame cheese of the month club or a new tie. ManCrates offers gift collections for every type of guy, from the rugged outdoorsman to the sports fanatic and everything in between. Like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter and glasses for his favorite drink. Just go to ManCrates.com, pick the perfect crate, and choose your delivery date. When his man crate arrives, he'll be the envy of every guy in the room as he pries that bad boy open with his own laser engraved crowbar. They have thousands of five-star reviews, and every man crate comes with their high-five guarantee. Own the holidays. Go to ManCrates.com/radio for 5% off your order. They don't offer a discount anywhere else. 5% off at ManCrates.com/radio for the best deal on an awesome gift. ManCrates.com/radio.
Now is the best time to buy at Napleton's Valley Hyundai in Aurora. They're offering huge savings on remaining 2017s. Right now, get 20% off MSRP on new 2017 Santa Fe Sports that all come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Check out NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
MSRP may not be priced at which vehicle sold in trade area. Offer good through 11/30/17. See dealer for details.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly. And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda in Highland Park. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Mueller Honda in Highland Park, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
The Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to...
It was worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome, regardless of the record of the team. Are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper is going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they were breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
Flash events.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Anthony Heron is in the studio. You can see it on watch670score.com or on Facebook Live. Talking a little college football with him the first segment. Now we move on to the Bears. We saved the worst for last.
One way to look at it.
That offensive half of football, hell, that entire game. But you get, they got one first down or no first downs in the first half. I forget which one.
Zero.
No first downs in the first half.
Not a one.
The old Bagelsworth.
Mitchell Trubisky, that's my cousin actually, Bagelsworth.
Mr. Bagelsworth.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Petting him slowly. Yeah.
Mitchell Trubisky, his mechanics seem to break down far too often. A lot
under
of people
pressure.
Talking about regression. What'd you see?
I saw a quarterback under more pressure than he's ever been in his professional life.
That front seven is a monster.
And it showed, yeah. I don't view that as regression. Now, we'll see. If he looks like that again against San Francisco this week, which, you know, they do some things on defense, but if he looks like that again against San Francisco, if he didn't take that, internalize it, watch it on film, break it down, which he seems to be. He seemed like we were using the term seething a moment ago. He seems bothered by his performance the other day. That's a good thing. For him during the week to use terms, I was looking at Zach Zegman on Twitter with some quotes, just basically saying, like, it hurts me to lose. I'm aching to win another game. I know I didn't play well last week. Knowing that about yourself, internalizing that, having it bother you, and then we'll see what he actually puts out there on the field on Sunday. My anticipation is that it'll look better. He's not going to look like a Pro Bowler, but I think he'll improve based off what we saw. So to me, I don't use the word regression with it because I viewed this entire season. I keep, you know, telling you guys this.
Yeah.
I viewed as soon as they drafted Mitchell Trubisky, Mike Glennon doesn't matter. As soon as Trubisky is ready, doesn't have to be game one, but when he's ready to start taking these lumps, let him take these lumps because they're going to pay off later.
I'm just trying to distinguish the lumps. What are valuable lumps from just kind of being bad, forget about it lumps? Because they're not the same. And maybe you don't know until after the fact, like you're saying, how he responds to them.
Yes.
We can't in real time say, good mistake, bad mistake, he'll learn from that, he won't learn from that. We don't know until we see it, right?
And there's been some moments the last couple of weeks where, you know, where he's even with Adam Shaheen, where the slight, I'll use the term emergence because it went from nothing to a little something from Shaheen, where there's been a couple of times in traffic where Shaheen, just based off his size, was not really open, but Trubisky was fitting the football into spots where he knew, based off sheer size, I can try to get it there to Shaheen. And the ball leaving his hand a little early before the break's been made, things like that, where the incremental process of progress that we're starting to see is a part of this growth process that's going to continue to take place with him. I think this week, with the Bears being at home, with San Francisco being on the road, another bad team, I view this game as far more important than the one we were talking about coming off the bye a few weeks ago where they were facing Green Bay and we as the city of Chicago kind of hyped that game up because it was the Packers. That game had such little significance to me because my expectations for the Bears this season are so low. To
I guess in larger context, I kind of let myself, I said, all right, I'll play along.
We got sucked in.
Yeah. I told them, I knew I was, but I said, I will,
right,
for the purposes of this game,
yeah,
I'll play along with you thinking that this is your yeah, pathway to relevance.
Play along with me this week. This game is
okay,
about the path to relevance because being at home, coming off a bad performance, how Mitchell Trubisky responds is a big deal. How the offensive line responds is a big deal against a team that's playing for basically just as much nothing,
right,
as the Bears are playing for and playing bad football, you know, good enough football. San Francisco's been competitive in a lot of games. This is a team the Bears should defeat, and they don't need to beat them by multiple scores, but Trubisky should look better. The defense should start looking like the Bears' defense again. Folks are assuming Jimmy Garoppolo's a Pro Bowl QB because he's 2-2 as a starter and he was the backup in New England. They should house Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo should come out here and carve the Bears up. So to me, the storyline next week should be, wow, what's wrong with Jimmy Garoppolo? Good thing San Francisco is going to dodge this bullet because that's how the news cycle works. He may end up being fine. Bears should look good defensively, and Mitchell Trubisky should look like a guy who's learned from the mistakes he made last week.
Did Trey McBride cut, whether the Bears are saying it or not, in large part because he was in an audible argument now reportedly with Josh Bellamy that was right outside the media room and everybody heard it, and now he's no longer a Bear.
Bum fights.
Your experiences, meeting rooms, hallways,
yeah,
anything like that? Anything erupt like that? And what usually causes it? Is it football related, or is it you owe me money from cards, or you were talking to the wrong girl after the game?
There was
you owe me money from the car.
Hey, that happened in the NBA.
I'm just saying it's the most gentlemanly way you could state. Hey, my good fellow,
my good man,
you owe me money from cards.
Only their funds. Cards. Yes. No, wasn't it Tyrone Hill and Charles Oakley where the teams are crossing over at shoot around and somebody came over and just started punching each other because of a gambling debt?
$1,000.
Yeah. There was
tossed up.
There was a defensive lineman in Atlanta and a defensive back in Atlanta. Well, I was with the Falcons who in the locker room, and this wasn't in the meeting room, but in the locker room, just we're on the defensive side of the locker room, and both guys had like chippy personalities.
You got to give me a year now so I can try to guess in my head.
That's when he was
2004. And so this DB was a young DB and kind of an older D lineman, both guys with kind of chippy personalities. And the DB just kept yammering away. And the D lineman's like, he's sitting down. He's kind of changing his clothes. He like comment back a little bit every once in a while. And then the DB just started getting a little more chesty and started invading his personal space a little bit. And so eventually the D lineman's like, you know what? You keep talking. Beat me up then. And then, you know, some expletives start to fly. And then they both stand up. And so it got loud for a moment. And then eventually, you know, myself and several others just stepped in, separated themselves. And
the DB's,
you know,
is going to lose
on.
That.
He is. Right? But he's still in the league and he's still psychotic.
Okay.
So there's that line that a lot of us teeter on. There's that line that a lot of us teeter on where, you know, you're semi-psychotic on the field. This guy is semi-psychotic in a lot of different phases of his life. But that showed just that line that you tend to walk on and things do get a little bit out of sorts, out of pocket sometimes in the locker room between teammates. Usually, as we're hoping is going to happen with Nico and Bobby, you both kind of, I guess, grow up and move on and coexist at some point. You don't think Nico's going to coexist?
Nico will.
Wasn't he trying to say the right things today?
Yeah, he will exist on another team.
He might be back on the court like next week or so, right?
Well, if you're Fred, you got to put him in at the same time. Make them play together.
Make them sit down in a room before that, especially now that Nico has broached it publicly.
Why not? Nico won't.
You have to.
The only thing he has to do is check in a game.
Well,
that's the thing.
You will get in the game when you sit down with Bobby.
Yeah, I don't think
they're allowed to do that.
Can't make them. So that's why I'm saying what I say. Put them both in at the same time.
Well, they already dapped each other up. They already threw hands, right?
Yeah, one threw hands. One caught hands. One threw hands. I don't think it's gonna happen. I don't think it's going to happen. Anthony, are we done with Anthony?
Yes.
All right.
We're done with this guy.
Trap door.
All right. Anthony, we'll find some snacks for you, man. We appreciate
that. Please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
He came in here thinking that there was food, so we got to find some food for Ant.
Who said there was food?
Well, every time he comes here, there's food.
My life revolves around feeding Bishop, and now I show up here, and I'm looking for, like, Aurelio's or something.
Yeah, Giordano's something. Yeah. So we'll get you some food before you get up out of here. Or we'll just send you to the vending machine.
Yeah. Okay.
Big A.
Scoreboard update.
Vending machine.
We are
That's
now.
That's not one. Sorry, Curly.
It's okay. Guys. Guys. Guys.
Can I participate?
The Fred Hoiberg didgeridoo.
This is my Fred Hoiberg impersonation.
We're Belichickian.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody, Coach Collins, and Chicago's Big Ten team host Michigan State and Maryland this season at Allstate Arena. Season and single game tickets on sale now. Stat at nusports.com.
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
The hallway shouting at Bears headquarters that you may have heard being reported on earlier this week, it was Trey McBride and Josh Bellamy, according to multiple reports today. And whether coincidence or not, McBride was cut yesterday. Also, the Bears have scooped up Lamar Houston off waivers. Yeah, he's back. And Danny Trevathan of the sore calf muscle returned to practice today. All peaceful in Bulls practice today.
Does Bobby know that you have accepted his apology, or is that something you just told us?
I guess he will know now.
In other words, while Nikola Mirotic is telling reporters things are cool with Bobby Portis, that he accepts his apology for punching him in the face, he is still not talking to Portis. At least that would be easy to infer from the conversation out at the Advocate Center today where the Bulls practice. And yes, there are several teams interested in White Sox first baseman Jose Abreu, including the Boston Red Sox, that according to John Heyman of FanRag Sports, the Blackhawks host Dallas tomorrow. And check this out. Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers on the benching of Giants quarterback Eli Manning. I thought it was pathetic, said Rivers. You've been taking care of business all year, so let Office Depot, Office Max take care of you. Treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture, like maybe a new laptop, or replace that squeaky chair. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are celebrating. We're celebrating Bears. 25 years.
How do you know what I'm celebrating? You don't know what I'm celebrating.
We're celebrating right now.
Don't tell me what to celebrate.
But guys, according to this lockout, we have been celebrating every day for about the last year. Like, we just walk in here throwing our hats up in the air, and we are just...
Isn't that what you do?
Absolutely.
Wave them like we just don't care.
Exactly. We are celebrating constantly here at 670 The Score, at 670thescore.com. Bears. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips only at Taco Bell.
I like my choice of dips.
We're going to be talking some New York Giants, that situation, the ongoing developing situation that Eli Manning could not be handling classier fashion than he is. But Pat Leonard is going to walk us through the day yesterday and tell us what's going on now. But I'm going to ask you this. We are about to see the return of Tiger Woods at the Hero World Challenge. And I will ask you, in this group of 18, what are the odds being given right now that Tiger Woods wins the Hero World Challenge?
I think it's a bunch of bums on the tour, though. I mean, at this event, right?
Mm-mm.
No? I saw something like he's got 79 career wins, and the rest of the field has 80 combined.
Well, Justin Thomas is 11-2.
Okay.
Dustin Johnson is 6-1.
All right, so some real players.
Jordan Spieth is 6-1.
So those are the guys that have all the wins then, like the five or six guys at the top.
Ricky Fowler's 8-1.
Oh, okay.
Brooks Koepka is 10-1.
All right.
Justin Rose is 10-1. Then it's Matsuyama, Stenson, and you have to go
75-1,
33-1. He's at the bottom, tied with Kevin Chappell and Charlie Hoffman.
I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the Tiger comebacks. His belly gets a little bit more round. His swing looks different. He's wearing the weird pastel colors. I want Terminator Tiger back. And I hate to say it like this, but I need Tiger to get back on his. His troll game. You know, you got nobody to answer to anymore. Just go to the mini Shoney's and whatever that you was.
Perkins.
Shoney's. Get back to who you were, man. Stop playing these games. You know, do it with consent, obviously, but you got nothing to worry about anymore. Nobody's worried about you being a good dad or a good husband anymore, except for your kids and your ex-wife.
They're not even that worried.
Not at all, right? Not at all. It sucks, man. The phenomenon that he was, and all of a sudden it came crashing down because he couldn't keep his affairs in order. He was the leader of the Wang Revolution, if you think about it. Yeah, crashing in the trees. Golf clubs being wrapped around his head by his old lady.
All right, well, here's some Tiger prop bets. Top 5 finish in this event, you can get 5-1 odds. Top 10 finish in the top half, essentially, you can get 3-2. First round leader, 20-1. Birdie or better on the first hole of the event, 4-1.
Oh.
Bogey free round 1, you can get 12-1. Makes an eagle at any point in the event, you can get 3-2. Tiger Woods to finish last, 10-3 on a yes bet.
Oh, man, none of those. I like those, though.
Okay.
I don't like any of those. Give me, like, a long shot joint that I'm like, oh, all right.
No, to bet him to win, then.
No. Well, that's not going to happen.
But that's why it's a long shot.
But I want one that's more likely to happen
than
that.
Then bet Charlie Hoffman to win.
I don't even know. Is he a knuckleballer?
No, he's the blonde-haired funny guy.
Charlie Huff.
Charlie Huff. It's not Charlie Huff.
Oh, former Marlin, former Sox.
Charlie Hoffman, former Dodger. He was a Dodger when he gave up Reggie's third homer.
I keep up with like 3 or 4 golfers. Whoever's got the hot wife and whoever has a cocaine problem, that's who I...
Well, most of them have hot wives, and Ricky Fowler has the hot new girlfriend.
Who's got the cocaine problem?
Dustin Johnson, I think. He's the one that fell down the stairs.
Yeah,
right?
It depends how you define problem.
Is that out? I mean, can we throw the allegedly blanket over everything?
Allegedly, yeah. Give me
that's how he hurt himself, kind of like the Carlos Boozer tripping over a gym bag. I think it was Dustin Johnson.
We'll talk to Pat Leonard next from the New York Daily News. We're not insinuating that Carlos Boozer hurt himself while on cocaine either, by the way. We were talking about the gym bag and how that might have been a lie. He's Shane Reardon. We're just Bernstein and Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think the problem with Mitch is that he is so inexperienced. We're seeing some, you know, kind of basic footwork issues. You know, you really need someone to work hard with him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Break out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Thursday. Only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces. CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
On select new Chevys. That's Webb Chevrolet with two convenient locations in
Sunday.
Sundays on CBS. They face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Decided on this is the best direction for the team. The game plan going in was a plan for a half and play Geno for the second half. And we decided after our conversation this morning that we'll give Geno the ball starting at the beginning of the game.
I told him I have a ton of respect for him. You know, when I came here, you know, I've said that all along, man. This guy has done a tremendous job in this league, done a bunch of things for this organization. None of that can ever be taken away or forgotten. And, you know, this is a business, man. It's tough. And, you know, my number's up. So it's my time to go out there and do what I'm supposed to do and make sure that, you know, I get the job done.
A whole bunch of trivia answers. The first quarterback to start for both the Jets and the Giants, Geno Smith. The worst facial hair in all of professional sports, Ben McAdoo. And 211 starts voided because of the weirdness that's going on out there in New York. For that, we go out to talk to Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News, who covers the Giants.
He's on Twitter at PLeonardNYDN. He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Now that we are more than 24 hours removed, Pat, from the craziness yesterday, how will this day and the principles involved be remembered?
Well, we're removed from that craziness, but we just had John Mara talk to us for 15 minutes, and we have more craziness afoot here.
Wow.
We're gonna be remembering the Giants basically 2017 as a top down mess, and by top down, I mean starting with ownership and John Mara. I mean, John Mara basically said today that he was a part of the decision-making process in moving away from Eli Manning, but also said that Ben McAdoo's, basically his proposed plan to Eli Manning to play a half and then sit in for Geno Smith really wasn't the idea that John Mara had conceived. You know, he saw it more as Eli Manning would play and in games that maybe got a hand or the Giants weren't winning, that they would take a look at some other quarterbacks. But the way that Ben McAdoo kind of callously delivered the news to Manning seems to have been a big issue. And also, John Mara wasn't even in the building when the Giants delivered the news to Eli Manning. And so, you know, Mara misjudged what Manning's reaction to this idea would be. McAdoo didn't deliver it properly. Jerry Reese set up the team that's failed around Manning. So they will all be remembered for failing Manning, even though Manning has played poorly too.
Take me back to the beginning, Pat, because I remember when Ben McAdoo was hired to be the play caller in the first six or seven games, it didn't look like the offense was coordinated. And then the second half of the season, they put something together there. And then a year goes by, and then he gets the job, and we're here now. You finally got Ereck Flowers to face the right way. You got a tight end that could play in this NFL. What went wrong here? And is it Eli's fault? What exactly, I should say, is Eli's fault and what isn't?
Well, what's Eli's fault is there have been plays throughout some of these games where he has had an opportunity to make a difference and be the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback, putting a team on his back, and hasn't done it. Like in blowout loss to the Rams, he overthrew Sterling Shepard on a wide open no route that would have kept that game close into halftime. It ends up being a 51-17 loss. In the game against Washington on Thanksgiving, he overthrew Shane Vereen on a screen that would have been a touchdown. He overlooked Orleans Dark wide open to the left, a play that had one of the Giants front office members literally stand out of his chair in the press box. So he's made decisions and plays that have been disappointing. But around him, from the scheme of the offense, you know, Ben McAdoo's scheme, putting them at a disadvantage, not sticking with the run early in the season, Jerry Reese not augmenting the offensive line, so the run game didn't pick up until mid-year. Ben McAdoo not going with Orleans Darkwa and giving him a shot at running back until midway through the season. Players on the defense quitting and not showing proper effort. We have had all three of their top corners suspended basically for either walking out on the coach or not showing up to a practice or not reacting well to criticism, that being Janoris Jenkins, Dominique Rhodes, Cromartie, and Eli Apple. And even Flowers, you know, there's been a lot of positive press or publicity for him as far as not giving up a sack, but he is part of the reason this season went in the tank right away. The Giants, if you remember, when they started 0-4, their second game against Detroit, he gave up 3 sacks to Ziggy Ansah. And in their third game against Philly, he committed 2 false start penalties on their final drive that forced them to punt and gave the Eagles the ball back for that 61-yard field goal. So, you know, it's not, and plus the Giants after that had to rearrange their entire offense for shorter dropbacks for Manning so that he wouldn't get killed and have his head taken off. So it's nice that Flowers hasn't given up as many sacks, but the reason is because he cost them their season before it even got off the ground.
Is there any sign of acknowledgement on the part of the Giants that they just might have screwed this up? Because they're being so roundly pilloried by every outlet. When Mike Francesa just snaps out of his torpor to scorch them, when the back page of every paper, when we're here on the outside with no vested interest, wondering, what are you doing? I mean, is there any damage control, or is it further now with Mara's comments today saying, yep, I was a part of this, and this is what we're doing, and blah, 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 and hope that it blows over?
But no, it's really been a season of Murphy's Law. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong. And really, whenever we have said to ourselves, it can't get any worse than this, it has. And Eli Manning actually said after their week one loss to Dallas when they scored 3 points, which was just the same old nothing from the offense, he said, but someone asked him, Eli, can it get any worse than this? And he said, oh, it can always get worse. And that has basically been the motto for the season. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe for the players. It's hard to believe for the Giants front office members and their head coach, and even for John Mara, but they're all a party to it. And there's 5 games left. That's the most surprising thing here, is how many of these weeks have ended in a way that make you think, you know, it almost feels like, well, at least it's week 16 and the season's almost over. But it feels that way because of how bad they are and how dysfunctional they are. Still 5 games left to play, and given their Super Bowl aspirations at the beginning of the year, is just unthinkable.
We retweeted your video in the locker room when Eli Manning was addressing the media. You know, for a guy who doesn't show emotion and hasn't showed emotion for over a decade now in that city and being successful and having longevity, watching that and that being the moment when the emotion pours out, have there been any moments like that before?
No. I actually asked Justin Pugh, the Giants. He's basically their best all-around offensive lineman. He's hurt right now, but I asked him today if he had seen Eli get emotional in that video, and he said, yeah, I saw it, and I couldn't even finish watching the full clip. It was too difficult. You know, that's somebody who knows Eli Manning a lot better than you or I. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think even John Mara today said that it hurt him. You know, I think he saw that video too early because it circulated widely, and I think it pains him because those are the moments where, if he hasn't realized prior to that it's a bad decision, seeing his quarterback going through that and seeing a guy who's given so much to this team and this city and this area and won 2 Super Bowls, because John Mara doesn't intend to do Eli Manning wrong. His intentions are good, but what we've seen over the last couple of years is him botch major decisions, whether his intentions are good or not. And so, Eli Manning's emotion to me was, it was unique and it was appropriate, and it was really a painful and a surreal experience standing there in front of him, because it was you could feel yourself being in the moment of the exact moment when Eli Manning's Giants career likely ended.
Do they genuinely believe that this quarterback change and getting a look at whatever they have and whatever they think these other quarterbacks are is going to get them closer to winning a Super Bowl? That's why it almost feels overly punitive to me rather than an actual progressive step toward making the team better. It's just, on all levels, it confuses me, because I don't buy the fact that they think this somehow is the route to being a contender again.
No, that's very well said. I think you said that perfectly, as far as, you know, this doesn't look like a progressive step to that. And that, to me, that's part of the problem here. I mean, I wrote over a month ago that I thought they needed to activate Davis Webb, so have him on the sidelines, because he hasn't even been in uniform yet, and have him on the sidelines because the season's already lost. So if games do get out of hand, put him in, get some film on him. You're going to have a high draft pick, but you're not abandoning Eli Manning either. You will have a decision to make about Eli and everyone else after the season, but you're not, as you said, being punitive about it, because something about this does feel like what I alluded to earlier. He hasn't played his best football this year compared to last year when a lot of things were failing around him and it wasn't always him. This year he's made more mistakes and played poorly. So you see, and when you listen to Ben McAdoo say that we're going to put a game plan around Geno Smith that we think can help us win this game, it makes you say to yourself that if you think you can win the game and you want to win the game, why not put him in? So the connecting the dots there is that they are fed up from watching him play as well. And so they can run and hide from the suggestion, like fans get furious saying, you know, you're saying Geno gives you a better chance to win. The problem is they're not denying that that's the case. You know, that's what it looks like. I do agree with Webb playing. And I like Geno Smith as a guy. Like, I've gotten to know him. I'm happy that he's getting an opportunity to show some other teams or 31 other teams and the Giants if he still has football left in him. So I do, you know, it's good that he's getting a shot and all. But the way the Giants have done this so abruptly and going to him instead of just to Webb, it just doesn't feel right, and it contributes to the look of dysfunction that the Giants have right now.
Who would have thought with a team with Odell Beckham Jr. and Brandon Marshall that Eli Manning will be making the headlines this late in the season? Pat, thank you so much for the knowledge, man. We'll check in with you if anything else happens. Appreciate it.
We were all talking about just that, Beckham and Marshall not even involved in this, and it's still chaos. Thank you for having me.
It's crazy.
That is Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News. Brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop for the hottest gifts for everyone. Name brand watches, gift baskets, wireless sweaters, toys, and a fraction of the price. Burlington gifts for everyone. Hub Arkish is coming, and you are coming too, because you are going to ask him questions about the Bears in the NFL. 312-644-6767. He belongs to you because it's Wednesday on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
It is Mattress Firm's Winter Slumber Sale going on now through December 25th. I'm sure you can remember that date. It's winter, but you can get a free box spring when you pick out your perfect mattress. And every perfect night's sleep needs a perfect foundation, and this one is free.
Have you ever slept like royalty? Dun-dun-dun-dun! That doesn't happen, but you can get a Beautyrest Greenwood.
What, you know, every time you don't, you get the horns. A tantara of horns?
Yes, every time you sleep like royalty. You can get a Beautyrest Greenwood Queen mattress for just $399.99. And as we tie a bow on 2017, Mattress Firm's year-end closeout is here to help you bring in 2018 in style. Get this, save up to 70% on your favorite name brand floor samples, including Beautyrest, Serta, Hampton and Rhodes, and more. And if you're all set on mattresses, you can top it off with sheets, pillows, and any accessory you can dream of, or take your sleep to a new level with an adjustable base.
For a limited time, it's 0% APR for 6 years. You can sleep soundly knowing you're saving. Say that five times fast. Sleep soundly
knowing you're saving.
Knowing you're saving. Not that hard. This Friday to Sunday, Mattress Firm is helping you complete your sleep in style. Get a free pillow and mattress protector with any mattress purchase, because everyone deserves a nap over the holidays. Yeah, holiday naps are really good. Well, I mean, naps in general are really good. And you can get something great to nap on right now during the Winter Slumber Sale at Mattress Firm.
You could be a nap-on ham fighter.
Save money.
Sleep happy.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Break out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
It's hard to pick out the perfect gift, but all too easy to get it totally wrong. Introducing ManCrates.com, the surest way to find awesome gifts guys will love, guaranteed. This isn't a lame cheese of the month club or a new tie. ManCrates offers gift collections for every type of guy, from the rugged outdoorsman to the sports fanatic and everything in between. Like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter and glasses for his favorite drink. Just go to ManCrates.com, pick the perfect crate, and choose your delivery date. When his man crate arrives, he'll be the envy of every guy in the room as he pries that bad boy open with his own laser-engraved crowbar. They have thousands of five-star reviews, and every man crate comes with their high-five guarantee. Own the holidays. Go to ManCrates.com/radio for 5% off your order. They don't offer a discount anywhere else. 5% off at ManCrates.com/radio for the best deal on an awesome gift. ManCrates.com/radio.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX 350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago